Hello, everybody. Welcome to Being the Best Version of You, Success Habits Podcast Series, Season 1, Episode 4. I'm Dr. Priyanka Tibrewal, a success and life coach, your host for today. I'm here to support you in your journey of becoming that best version of you, to support you in navigating change, to support you in reaching new heights, and to support you to stay emotionally healthy and balanced. I have a vision of inspiring change and greatness in the lives of 100,000 people. So thank you for joining me and partnering with me in this journey. Never-ending to-do lists? New Year's resolutions that we leave after the third day itself? List of over 50 goals but all swirling in your head? Tired of trying to figure out the answers to how to be more productive? How to manage your time more efficiently, how to multitask? Tired of that feeling of a void at the end of the day, even though you've worked so hard to try to balance everything, professionally and personally? Just pause. Stop. Ask yourself, who is it that I really want to be right now? Who is it that I really need to be? Which one of my 50 or 100 goals is truly important for me? When I look back 5 years from now, what part of this story will make any difference? What is my plan? What's my plan for the next 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years? Have I ever thought about where I'll be 5 years from now? I've always wanted to have a happy family and raise kids with good values. What's my 5-year plan in order to ensure that I'm able to do it? I've always wanted to ensure that I have a healthy body and spine. I'm able to travel the world and do all kinds of activities without having to worry about my health. What's my 5-year plan for my health as I'm growing older? I have a dream of starting up my own venture, leading it to great heights after a few years of corporate work experience. What is the timeline I have put for this dream? How much closer am I to that dream in 5 years? I know that my kids are soon going to be off, flying, living their own lives. I'm going to be an empty nester. I've always thought I'll use my time proactively and productively once I have more on hand. So now what's my plan? Where do I see myself 5 years from now? What do I see myself doing? Is that what I intended to? So the question is, have you thought about your 5-year plan? Remember, in the first episode of the season, I had introduced you to your 20-year legacy to help you define your purpose in life. Today, I'm asking you to think more short-term, only 5 years in the future. 2025. How old will you be? How old will your kids be? How will your responsibilities shift? What kind of a life do you want to live at that time? Have you taken out the time today to really pause and craft a plan for yourself and your life? 2025 will come faster than you expect. Do you want to look back then at 2020 and see all this hard work was worth it? If you do, pause today. Reassess. In many corporate organizations, they make their employees do many goal-setting activities to achieve their targets, to achieve their goals. But today, what I'm urging you to create is a holistic plan for your life. Create different important segments of your life. Your family, your health, your profession, your leisure, your dream, your personal satisfaction. What do you want to see in each of these areas 5 years from now? How do you intend to ensure that you get them? Create a plan for your life. The most successful people did not get there just by fluke. They've always been visionaries, long-term seers, planners that keep their goals so high and then work very hard to achieve them. But the goals are always in sight, and the plan is adjusted according to it. And many times during these 5 years, you may feel that you're adjusting and readjusting your plan. But at least you have your milestones, your major turning points, and potential roadblocks charted out, so you feel more prepared. You're not taken aback all of a sudden. You have a fallback. Today is the time to stop, pause, think, write, discuss with important people involved in these plans. Bring them on the same page and create your 5-year vision. The vision can be of you, your life, your family, your company, but make sure you have it with you, as it will serve as the North Star for you in most decisions you're going to be taking soon. See the impact that it makes to your satisfaction and the kind of fulfillment you start to feel. So do this and let me know how your flashback showed up for you. Have a beautiful week ahead. If you like this episode and found it insightful, do share it with your family, friends, and on social media. And feel free to connect with me directly for further exploration at connecttoeq@gmail.com.